This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released the August WASDE report yesterday, and it's keeping soybean prices under some heavy pressure. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
An increase in bean acres along with high carryover values and yields has caused the soybean market to lurch lower again. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said that while the beans were poor, the corn had a positive report.
On the corn side of things, they did increase by 2.1 bushels per acre to 183.1. That would represent a new all-time high yield. They did lower harvest acres by 700,000 to 82.7 million. Which only bumped our production up by about 46 million bushels. So no major change there. New crop ending stocks were actually lowered by 24 million bushels to 2.073. So on the whole, the corn side of things actually going to take a little bit of a neutral to slightly friendly move here.
The beans have not been looking good lately, and McBride said that marketplace is looking pretty grim at this point.
Where it got a little bit out of control. You see the harvest acres. We were looking for a slight decrease, but got a 1 million acre increase for harvested to 86.3. You also saw a yield bump from 52 to 53.2. That again represents a brand new record yield for this bean crop, and your production goes up and your ending stocks go from 435 million bushels all the way to 560 million bushels, putting it at above that half a billion. We haven't seen anything this high in a few years. It's a little bit ugly on the bean side.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.